Campfire ban. As of noon on Friday, July 12, all campfires will be banned throughout the Kamloops Fire Center until October 11, 2024. BC Wildfire Service announced the increased restrictions on July 8, as the interior grappled with high temperatures that have led to heat warnings for many communities. As of July 12, all Category 1, 2, and 3 fires will be banned in the region, along with all fireworks, sky lanterns, binary exploding targets, air curtain burners, burn barrels or burn cages of any size, tiki torches, and similar items. The bans apply to all public and private land within the fire center. Outdoor stoves that use charcoal briquettes, liquid or gaseous fuel with flames smaller than 15 centimeters are not banned. Anyone who violates an open burning ban can be ticketed for $1,150, required to pay an administrative penalty of up to $10,000 or, if convicted in court, fined up to $100,000 and/or sentenced to 1 year in jail. If the fire causes or contributes to a wildfire, the person responsible may be ordered to pay all firefighting and associated costs. Housing needs survey. The Thompson-Nicola Regional District is asking residents of all 10 electoral areas, as well as residents of all its member municipalities except Kamloops and Lytton, to take a short housing needs survey being conducted by Urbanix Consultants. The survey results will help shape the housing needs assessments for all the participating electoral areas, municipalities, which need to be updated. To access the survey, which takes less than 10 minutes, go to https://bit.ly/3wifrib6. Libraries are cool. When the weather heats up, the Thompson-Nicola Regional Library reminds residents that its branches are cool. They are all air-conditioned with free Wi-Fi for those with their own devices, so feel free to head to your nearest branch to beat the heat. Find a list of branches and hours at https://www.tnrl.ca/using-the-library/locations/. Gospel in the Garden. The popular Gospel in the Garden event is back in Ashcroft through mid-October. On the second and fourth Saturday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. The next event will be on Saturday, July 13. The free, one-hour family music event is held in the beautiful Art Garden on Railway Avenue across from the Heritage Park. Christian music is provided by volunteer bands and musicians, with seating and songbooks provided, and all are welcome to come along and let your heart sing. Lillooet Free Market. Everyone is welcome at the Lillooet Free Market, from 4 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, July 13 at the Miyazaki House. There will be clothes, shoes, toys, plants, household items, and more. Take what you want, and leave what you don't need. The event will also feature music, dancing, an open mic, and a potluck meal, green event, so bring your own plates and cutlery. For more information, call 604-396-9893. Alexandra Lodge Artisan Market. A vintage artisan market is coming up at the historic Alexandra Lodge near Spuzzum from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 13. In addition to vintage wares and work by local artists, the market will feature a vintage car and motorcycle show, food vendors, oddities, a paranormal meet and greet, and restoration tours of the historic building, by donation. For more information, check out the Historic Alexandra Lodge Facebook page or call 1-778-773-6690. Ashcroft Early Years. Ashcroft Early Years provider is holding pool parties for children aged 0 to 6 years and their parents, caregivers at the Ashcroft Pool on July 16 and 21, and play sessions at the Ashcroft Hub on July 23 and 27. There is no charge for the events, which include healthy snacks. For more information about the schedule, visit the Ashcroft Early Years Provider Facebook page or email info@yellowheadcs.ca. Clinton Art Show and Sale. The Clinton Arts and Cultural Society's 2024 Art Show and Sale is coming soon, and will take place on Saturday, August 3, noon to 4 p.m., Sunday, August 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Monday, August 5, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., at the Clinton Memorial Hall. The event will feature original artwork and handmade crafts, and all artists are welcome to display their work, no charge for Clinton Art and Cultural Society members. Non-members pay $20, which includes society membership. There will be a cash prize for the creator of the People's Choice of Art. For more information, or to register, contact Nancy McMinn at 250-459-2976, or email snert6@gmail.com. Desert Days. Vendors wanted. The Best Little Fest in the West is coming back to Spence's Bridge on September 6th and 7th, and is looking for vendors who are interested in taking part. Food, crafts, art, clothing, jewelry, whatever your passion, interest, or hobby, Desert Days has room for you, and you can cruise the festival and enjoy the music at the same time. For more information about being a Desert Days vendor, go to https://bit.ly/4dcp6oz. Also, if you're planning to reserve an on-site camping space for the festival weekend, spots are going fast, so book now at www.desertdays.ca. Loon Lake Photo Contest. Summer is here, and that means the Loon Lake Community Recreational and Agricultural Society is back with its annual photo contest, which runs through September 30th. Anyone can enter, including youth, but photos must be taken at or around Loon Lake. Individuals can submit up to 3 entries per person in total, in one or more of 5 categories: active outdoors, lake life, wildlife, landscape, and Loon Lake pets. There will be prizes awarded in each category, and winning photos will be featured in the 2025 Loon Lake calendar, sales of which raise funds for the LLCRAS. Photos can be emailed as large, actual-size JPEGs to llcrisphotocontest@gmail.com, subject line, photo contest. For more information, go to https://bit.ly/3wbpbnn.